Father, we thank you and give you glory and honor and praise. Lord, I thank you, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. For indeed, all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine, and thou, O Lord, art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from thee, O Lord, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power. In thy hand is might. In thy hand it is to protect, to keep, to save, to bless and to raise up. Hallelujah. Give you, Lord, the praise and glory. Thank you for the entrance of your word. It brings light and understanding. And let there be a lifting up this morning in the name of Jesus. Give you, Lord, the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I just want to give a short exhortation to encourage us. This morning, we're in the new month today, second day of this month, and God bless everybody that is here. There is a desire in the heart of the Lord to bless you and build you up, despite whatever may be going on. You know, God's not subject to things around us. I mean, Jesus wasn't subject to even conditions, even natural conditions. I mean, it didn't matter whether there was raging waves or sea. Yeah, he could just sleep through it. Didn't even matter if the boat had left the station. He just walk on the water. You know, I mean, he was not subject to situations around him. And I want to encourage us today not to be subject to situations around us, and not to be afraid, especially. There's a lot of things going on now currently in the United States. Men's heart failing them already for fear, wondering what next. What new law, what new order will be passed. And this country has been a great place of refuge for many, whether legally or illegally, but nonetheless, a lot of people are now afraid. But the Lord, I want to speak directly to God's people. Praise the Lord. You know, we love and pray for everybody, and God bless and help and keep everybody, especially those that trust in the Lord. But my responsibility primarily is to the people of God, and especially the ones here on this platform and at our local church. We love everybody in the world, but we're not, you know, I really can't speak to everybody, but I can speak to the people here. And the Lord, you know, he always said, be not afraid. It is the Lord thy God that doth go before thee. The Lord will be with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. I do have a word especially to share with you. The greater part of this message will be delivered today later at GMI Church. Maybe we'll post it so you can listen to it. But I want to tell you that on a day such as this, today is the second day of the second month of this year. And there is a prophetic significance to that. And so I'm going to read to you, this scripture here. And then I'm going to tell you just a few words. Then I'm going to pray over the room. Praise the Lord. In the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 3. We read, then began Solomon to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David, his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day of the second month. Praise the Lord. Now, on this second day of this second month, may the Lord begin to build new things in your life. The Lord said you'll be built up. Don't worry about, you know, there are forces that are trying to tear you down, but the Lord said you will be built up. Now, beginning today and going forward, let's believe the Lord for all of the things that we're trusting the Lord for this year. And the greater the darkness, the brighter the light will shine. As it is written in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. So there's always a differentiation. You know, darkness on this side, glory of God on your side, and upon you. Darkness all over Egypt, the glory of God, and the light in Goshen where the children of God were. Plagues all over the children of Egypt, but not even a dog wag its tail or mouth or tongue against the children of God. And the Lord said, you will begin to see how that I do put a difference between my people and the children of Israel. Now make a differentiation. Well, there's coming a differentiation beginning today. Praise the Lord. God will build you up even in the midst of all of the tear down and stuff that's going around. Because here it says, while there may be darkness upon the earth and gross darkness and confusion upon the people, on the other hand, the Lord will arise upon you and the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon thee. Praise the Lord. Now the Lord has a plan, and most times we don't know what it is. But one thing we do know, we can rest in his love, rest in his confidence, rest in his ability to take care of us. Praise the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place, you know, of the Most High, even he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What is that secret place of the Lord? Well, that's that place of confidence where you have his word, you know what he has said, you are anchored upon his love, and you repeat that word back to him with praising the Lord, and in confidence, you know that the Lord, what he has promised, he is also able to do. Praise the Lord. And there is a promise of protection that the Lord said, you know, even in Psalm 91, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Yeah, the snare of the fowler, someone has set a trap, you know, but the Bible says, any trap that is set, you know, in plain view of the bird is in vain. You know, you can't do it because the eye of the Lord has seen it. Now, the devil may spread a net, but it's not for you to fall into it. It's not for you. According to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 17, you know, we have the assurance that the Lord is looking over you. Surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird, the snare of the fowler that is set when you can see it. Of course, you are going to avoid it. When you see the bird is looking and you're setting a trap, it's not going to go there because he saw you doing it. Well, the eye of the Lord is watching over us and he's seeing all the trap that the devil is setting, but we're not going to fall into it. Praise the Lord. You're not going to fall into it because the Lord is going to deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And instead of being turned down, you will actually be built up. Hallelujah. Well, how is the Lord going to do it? You know, that's up to him, you know, but you know, our responsibility is to stay with the Word of God and give a word of encouragement here and there, you know, so that the people may know that the Lord is with them. I hear more of these things that the confidence of this man said. He said, the Lord will deliver me from the snare of the fowler. Make that personal. He will deliver me from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings I will trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I will not be afraid of terror by night, nor for any arrow that flyeth by day, nor pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000, see, now these things will happen. 1,000 will fall at my side, 10,000 over on this side, but he will not come near me. And only with my eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. We'll see it on TV, we'll hear about it, but he will not come near you. Why? Because you have made the Lord, even the Most High, your habitation. Let him be your refuge, your hiding place as well. There shall no evil befall thee. Everybody can claim that for themselves. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For the Lord has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall keep me from the snare of the fowler. They shall bear me up in their hands. I will not dash my foot against a stone. The Lord promised, even he said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, behold, I give you power, glory to God, over all the power of the enemy. Yes, to tread on serpents and scorpions. You know, here it says, you know, you can tread even upon lion and adder, a young lion and dragon, you trample underfoot. Glory to God. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And because you have set your love on the Lord said, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you on high. I will build you up. Because you have known my name, when you call upon me, I will answer you. And I will be with you, even in troublous times. I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and I will satisfy you with long life. I will show you my salvation. Powerful promises from the Lord. And let's take a verse from one of our recent lessons to encourage ourselves in the book of Jeremiah 31 and verse 14. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. That's right. In the midst of famine, in the midst of all other stuff that may be going on, confusion and fear and anxiety and so on and so forth, the Lord said, you know, I will satisfy you, glory to God, thank you Jesus, with my fatness. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, according to Psalm 92 and verse 13, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Well, where are the courts of the Lord? Well, the earth is the Lord's. Psalm 24 and verse 1. And the fullness thereof, that world and all the people that dwell in it, is actually the Lord's. Nobody owns this earth or this planet. No president, nobody. It is the Lord's. And he raised up one and he can pull down one as well. You know, and the Lord said, if you are planted in his house, you will flourish in the courts of our God. You will be fat and flourishing. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will make sure of that. Say, I will satisfy my people with fatness and not leanness. Well, you know, this country is headed for leanness in certain areas because of various policies that are being thrown out on the left and on the right and on the center. But the Lord, he will satisfy you. So let's trust in the Lord and hold on to the Lord. Now, the story that we started off with was about the promise that God had given Solomon that he would build the house of the Lord. And his father David had made provision, kept up, laid in store many things, gold and silver and everything without measure. But when it came time, the Lord timed it appropriately. You know, there's a reason why, you know, certain events in the Bible are numbered and named and timed. You know, when the Lord said on such and such a day, in such and such a month, and such a year, when this thing happened, there's a significance to it. You know, otherwise, just tell the story. There's no need to tell the time. But if the Lord tells the time, the Lord allows the time to be put with the story in the Bible, then there is a significance to it. And it wasn't until, you know, now, of course, we know that the Jewish calendar is different than the Gregorian calendar. We understand that. But nevertheless, let's look at the prophetic significance of day two of month two. Praise the Lord. And I checked. Today is day two of month two. There's a prophetic significance to that. On that day was when the building started. Now, I say prophetically unto you that the Lord said, you will be built up. And all the things that the Lord has promised that he has laid up in store, well, let's begin to see the realization. And you're starting even on this day. Now, some of you are already seeing the blessing of the Lord, but even more so. Now, you say, well, how can these things be in the midst of all of this confusion? Well, Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, in the midst of all of the darkness that is around, Jesus gave a promise in John chapter 8 and verse 12 and said that if you follow him, well, you're not going to walk in darkness, neither will you walk in confusion. I am the light of the world, he said. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Now, darkness is a confusion. But you have the light of life. There's confusion everywhere. You know, people are panicking. People are hiding, you know, and so forth. Well, you know, that's not your portion. And the Lord would not allow the devil to disinherit you from the inheritance of the Lord. And, you know, let not your heart be troubled. Well, there's reason for the heart to be troubled. Otherwise, he wouldn't say, let it not be troubled. There's a reason to fear. Otherwise, he wouldn't say, fear not. There's a reason to be afraid. Otherwise, he wouldn't say, be not afraid. But whose report will you believe? Yeah, that's a question. Is the Lord indeed able? I mean, when Moses told the children of Israel, the destroyer is going to pass through the land today or tonight, and every firstborn will be killed. You know, but here's what you need to do. Take a lamb according to the number of your household. And when you have slain it, put the blood on the doorposts, and everybody stay in the house and you'll be protected. Well, you know, now people were afraid, you know, and they started hearing cryings, you know, everywhere, and yellings and screaming and howling. You know, there was a lot of howling because, you know, as the destroyer began to pass through the land, people were howling because everybody was, you know, their firstborn, man and cattle and beast, everything was falling down, dying. You know, and the children of the Lord also, the children of Israel, would have been afraid. I guarantee you, Moses will keep telling them, well, believe the Lord and believe his word. It will not come near you as long as you stay in the house under the blood. You know, and they would say, how do we know? We were hearing all these howlings in the land. You know, well, you know, because the Lord said so. Hallelujah. How did we know? How did they also know? throughout all the plagues that were in the land, that it wouldn't harm them, because the Lord said so. You know, so there's a lot of things that can come upon the land, and God can make a separation. He can do it. You know, and how is he going to do it? Well, that's up to him. But, you know, we must believe the word of God that he is able to do that. Praise the Lord. And the Lord always told them, you know, that I am going to make a separation between my people and the people of the Egyptians. Praise the Lord. God, every one of those things that happened, plagues and different things, you know, here is the way that the Lord said, and there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt. Exodus chapter 11 and verse 6. There shall be a great cry. Well, there may be a great cry now, great, you know, people being scared and stuff like that, all kinds of shakings. even the farming industry is affected. There's a lot of their workers, you know, afraid to even come out, because some of them may be undocumented. Most of them are. And they are scared that if they come out, they might be arrested and bundled. And so the trickle effect is yet to be seen, but it will be seen, you know, and there will be a great howling. But let me tell you right away now that the Lord said, there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it. None like it after that. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue. Huh. Glory to God. Man or beast, against man or beast, won't do it. You know. And the Lord said that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is going to put a difference. And all the people of the land are terrified. Many are right now. But the Lord's going to put a difference. God can protect you. Hallelujah. Now, we got to believe these things. You know, there was a time, you know, that, you know, the one king, you know, sent, you know, armies to go and arrest one man of God, you know, and he just, and his servant was afraid, you know, they come against us. And he told the man, don't worry about it. You know, there are more that are with us than those that are against us. And the man said, more that are with us. I don't see anything here. You know, but all these donkeys that we have here. And the man of God, he prayed. He said, look, let the Lord, you know, open his eyes that he may see. You can read that story, and I'll read a portion of it to you in 2 Kings chapter 6. In 2 Kings chapter 6, a portion of this story in verses 16 to 18, but let me read a little bit of it for context, so that you know how that the Lord can build and protect you, even in the midst of everything that may be going on. Praise the Lord. Now, the king sent horses, chariots, and a great host. They came by night and compassed the city. And when the servant of the man of God, this is verse 14 and now verse 15, 2 Kings 6. When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, what shall we do? You know, and Elisha said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Can you believe that? I mean, it was just him and his servant and their mules and donkeys that they had around them. And yet Elisha said, well, there are more with us than all those chariots that you see. And, well, the man said, well, I don't see anything. So the man of God said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. You know, so sometimes even with our eyes open, we don't see. You know, most of the time, I should say, actually, with our eyes open, we don't see into the spirit realm. And Elisha, he could see, but the servant couldn't. So he had to pray that the Lord would open his eyes. And when he prayed, the Lord actually did open the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Glory to God. You know, so, you know, and then Elisha said, Lord, I pray thee, smite these people with blindness. And, you know, the Lord smote them with blindness. I mean, this was a man of God. He can ask God, and God can do it just right there. You know, he knew what he had with God, and he wasn't afraid. So the Lord smite them with blindness, and he smote them with blindness. According to the word of Elisha. So Elisha said to all those armies, this is not the way. And he led them into an ambush, you know, and they followed him. And they were blinded. They were seeing, but they couldn't see, you know. And the Lord can do the same for you. I'm going to pray today that the Lord will open your eyes to see the protection that is around you. And the Lord will blind. See, God can open eyes and God can blind eyes. The Lord will blind the eyes of those that come against you. They will not even see you. They won't be able to see you. They couldn't see Elisha. You know, and, you know, even though they had their eyes, they couldn't see him. Praise the Lord. And, God will protect. God will keep you. It's making a differentiation. And not only will he make a differentiation, he will actually build you up. You know, so now that's going to be the hardest thing for anybody to believe, because things are being turned down right now. But you said, well, the Lord's going to build up. Why is he going to do it? Well, because Jesus said something must die in order for it to bring forth again. You know, John chapter 12 and verse 24, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, that abide alone. But when it dies in the ground, then it brings forth again. So whereas the devil intends to tear things down, it'll play into God's hands. Hallelujah. For you will be built up, saith the Lord. Don't be afraid. You got to believe this word. You know, Jehoshaphat, he told them, you know, when there was a young man that stood up to encourage them, see all these great things that you're afraid of, said, don't be afraid. And he spoke to them. Jehaziel, he spoke to them in the name of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. And, you know, the people were, you know, they were kind of, you know, between two opinions. Well, you know, the Lord said this, but look at all this army around us. Look at all the things that's happening. And Jehoshaphat, he had to encourage the people. He said, believe on the Lord your God. Second Chronicles 20 and 20. And so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets. And so shall you prosper. Even though it looks like he can't be, you got to believe the word. And so shall you prosper. Believe this word that I speak unto you today in the name of the Lord, and the Lord shall build you up. Now, because prophetically, beginning this day was the day that Solomon began to build. And the Lord is going to begin to build even some things in your life as well. The Lord said you will be built up, but you must return to the Lord and hold on to the Lord. And don't let, you know, the things around you scare you or cause you to be alarmed. Jesus said, do not be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Well, because the heart will be troubled. Otherwise, he wouldn't say that. In the book of Job chapter 22, we read, and he says in verse 1, acquaint now thyself with the Lord and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the Lord from his mouth. And I say unto you, receive the word of the Lord today and lay these words in your heart. Now, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Hallelujah. Lord's going to build you up. No matter what is going on, there is an effort to tear down and to scatter and so forth. But the Lord said, no, for my people, I will actually build you up. Hallelujah. He's going to build you up. Now, again, he promises many things for us in the book of Joel. In the book of Joel, powerful promises that say, "Be glad then, ye children of the Lord, and rejoice." You know, because he said the Lord is going to do great things. The floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. You know, and he said, "You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied." And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. I love that part. My people shall never be ashamed. You shall know that I am in the midst of you, and I am the Lord your God, and none else. And again, he said, my people shall never be ashamed. Joel chapter 2, verses 23 to 27. My people shall never be ashamed. He said it twice in back-to-back sentences. My people shall never. And you can stand on that promise. Stand on it. My people shall never be ashamed, is what he said. And moreover, you know, he gave us a powerful promise. You know, behold, I lay in Zion. Ha, glory to God. A sure foundation, you know, and a chief cornerstone. And my people, he said, will never be ashamed. Either trust in him will never be ashamed. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. Just giving us some admonitions. And you may not live in the United States, but, you know, this thing may apply to you as well. You know, trouble around you everywhere. But you trust the Lord. And God has a way of protecting you. Listen to these words of encouragement. He said, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation. Isaiah 28 and 16. A tried stone. A precious cornerstone. And a sure foundation. He that believeth, you know, shall not run helter-skelter. That's right. You know, the Lord will say to you, when you are anchored upon his love, he will say to you, you know, no matter what is going on, you know, the Lord will settle you. And not only will he settle you, he will actually build you up. The reason that he would do it in troublous times is so that it will be the doing of the Lord. That's right. You know, it won't be something, you know, that you can do by yourself. You know, it will be something that the Lord did. The walls around you and everything that the devil is trying to tie down, and God will build it up. Even in troublous times, you know, this is what God does. He has the ability to take and mastermind the devil. He can do it. And he will be able to bring his word to pass in your life by your faith. When you believe the Lord, then he will build again. Praise the Lord. In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, it says, well, there's coming some troublous times. Troublous times are coming. In Daniel, you know, chapter 9, verses 25 to 26, talk about troublous times. But the street shall be built again, and the wall, he said, even in troublous times. We see that happen in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, when they were trying to build, and Sambalat and Tobias were trying to tear everything down. But the Lord, he came through for them nevertheless. They built that thing, even in troublous times. Well, so shall you be built up. According to these words, I say the street shall be built again. The wall shall be built even in troublous times. You will be built up even in troublous times. You got to believe it. Praise the Lord. And I know you know, the devil is trying to put fear of people all around. But what does the Bible say about fear? Say, well, God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. Well, that's good reason to be afraid. But the word of encouragement that we have for you is to tell you that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. He hasn't given us all that stuff to be afraid of. No. But God wants us to be bold in the Lord. Bold. Because the Lord is with you. And he's telling us that he will never leave you nor forsake you. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Also, Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. The spirit of power. We call him our father. Spirit of adoption. If he's your father, he's able to take care of you and he's able to protect you. Praise the Lord. Well, let me remind us of some of the things that the Lord promised us so that, you know, despite the storms that you see rising, you keep your eyes on the word of the Lord. You know, that's what matters. You know, when God has spoken it, you know, you stay with the word. No matter what else the devil is trying, it's going to blow up in the devil's face eventually. You know, so here is the word of the Lord unto us. I say it to you again. The Lord said, what I say to one, you know, I say to all. There is a time of refreshing, even in the midst of all of this that's going on, that God is bringing, because he called it forth. You know, devil must contest and try, and the word of the Lord must be tried. But the Lord called forth a time of repairs and a time of building up and a time of refreshing for this year. But the devil will throw fear and try to tear everything down. But you must stand your ground and claim the word of the Lord. And again, remember, he has said this to us, that I will satiate you with fatness and with my goodness. Praise the Lord. Claim that for yourself. Jeremiah 31 and 14. You'll be satisfied. Hallelujah. And people shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. You'll satisfy your soul with fatness. And you will not be afraid. Hallelujah. You will not be afraid of the fear of the people. You know, a lot of people, and good reason to be afraid, you know, but you will sanctify, you know, the Lord of hosts in your heart. And be not afraid of the fear of the people. And do not be afraid of the terror and the oppression of the wicked when it comes, because it will not come near you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord said, you are going, is going to protect you, you know, from oppression. You know, that's, you know, this, the things that are going on now may be like oppression, you know, oppression and the fear of the wicked. But the Lord said he will protect you. Hallelujah. Protect you from terror. He will protect you from oppression and it will not come near you. While it will come near many people, it will not come near you, because the Lord is able to protect you. And this is the message that we want to share with you today, so that you will be encouraged. When you look around, it doesn't look like it, but it is what the Lord has promised. Let's read a point blank promise in Isaiah 54. And verse 14. In righteousness shall you be established and built up, saith the Lord. You'll be far from oppression. and from terror. It will be far from you. It will not come near you. The Lord is able to protect you even in the midst of all of that that's going on. Praise the Lord. You will be far from oppression. You will be far from fear. Thou shalt not fear. You will be far from terror, because it shall not come near thee. It may be going on around you, but the Lord said, I'll make a differentiation. God can do it. He has done it before. We've seen it. And so we have to believe that. That this terror, the fear, and all of these things will not come near you. You'll be established and you will be built up. Not just established, because the day of building has started. It was on such a day, on the second day of the month, that Solomon began to build his greatest legacy. Yeah, it started on that day. And there is something that the Lord is starting for you. Prophetically, I declare in the name of the Lord over everyone that's in this room, something great starting for you this year. Today, praise the Lord. Right, in spite of, and this is in the face of all of this stuff that's going on. It is in spite of all these things. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Fear is a weapon that the devil uses. Intimidation and tactics and various things do not come near you. They will be afraid. Praise God. You will not be afraid. Thou shalt not fear, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Hallelujah. And he it is that doth go before you as well. Deuteronomy 31. Verses 6 and 8. Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you. And Jesus himself, he said it multiple times. Lo, I am with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And does the Lord see what is going on or not? Of course. And because he sees it, he has already said it. That, you know, when you set in a trap, you know, and the person you're trying to trap is looking, that trap is in vain. Well, the Lord is looking on your behalf. Did he say that in the scriptures? Why, absolutely. You know, the eyes of the Lord, we are told. You know, he has these creatures, you know, that are called alerters and watchers, you know, and they run back and forth and come and report to the Lord. But the eyes of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, run to and fro throughout the whole earth, see and show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. You know, now, you know, he can see the evil that's in the land. He knows it. But for you, all is well in Jesus' name. You know, they went back and forth, these eyes of the Lord. You know, it's not the Lord himself, that the Lord doesn't need to go anywhere. Everything is inside his belly. The whole universe. He knows everything already, but he gives these creatures things to do, you know, so they can feel empowered, have a sense of ownership. So he tells them, you know, I put you over the land, go check it out, come and report to me. It's not that the Lord needs any report. He already knows, but he lets them do that. And when they go and when they come, he said, well, what have you done? So, well, we've gone through the length and breadth of it. And it is well with your children. Praise the Lord. May not look well, you know, from the natural eye, but in the spiritual realm, it is well. And it will be well. Praise the Lord. And this is the way they reported it in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 11. And the man that stood by the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. That's verse 10. These are the eyes of the Lord. You know, they function as his eyes. They go to and fro and they come back and tell him. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood by and they said, we have indeed gone to and fro like we were sent and we've checked it out. Praise God. And the earth sitteth still and is at rest. And it is well with the children of God. Well, it's not well everywhere around, but, you know, they reported that it's well with those for whom they are overseers. That's right. He has given his angels charge over you. Not charge over the whole world, but charge over you. And they'll come and report to the Lord that it is well. Now, is it well with your soul? Do you know that God is going to build you up this year? Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's be encouraged and let's believe God. Now I'm going to pray over the room. Just wanted to give a short exhortation today, and I'm going to pray over the room, and may the Lord grant us the grace to believe His word. Hallelujah. The word will sustain itself. God has put the ability in the word of God to sustain itself, because the word of God is His very essence. So when it is spoken, it will sustain itself. It will not return void. It will accomplish its purpose, prosper in the thing whereunto it is sent. It's the word of God. It's what it does. The word is sent to you today is to comfort you. Comfort you, my people. It's what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people. Praise the Lord. And the Lord says, speak comfortably to them, even this morning, that they will be built up despite all the tearing down. Because when men are cast down, in Job chapter 22, he said, you will be saying there is a lifting up. Now, there's a lot of casting down, but for you, there will be a lifting up. Therefore, speak comfortably to my people and cry unto her that our warfare is accomplished. And the Lord, He will do that which He has spoken. He has spoken good for His people. He has spoken building up, not tearing down. He has spoken light, not darkness. He has spoken goodness and not confusion. You'll be satisfied with my goodness. I will satiate your soul with my goodness, saith the Lord. Even in the land of evil, in the land of confusion, the land where there is panic and anxiety and fear all over the land, you will not be afraid. Your heart will be settled. According to Isaiah 26 and 3, I declare for everyone that's in this room, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace, because your mind is stayed upon Him. You know, let the peace of God that passes understanding, according to Philippians 4 and 7, let that peace be upon you. How can you have perfect peace in the midst of the storm? How can you be sleeping in the boat in the midst of the storm? Well, because perfect peace is upon you, because your mind is stayed on the Lord. Now let the Lord, the God of peace Himself, thank you, Jesus, the very God of peace Himself, even in these troublous times, grant you peace by all means. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. Now the Lord of peace Himself give you peace always by all means. Any means necessary. You know, if the Lord has to turn back laws and hands of the clock and whatever, He'll do it for your sake. Can do it too. Hallelujah. And, but no matter what's going on, He will protect you. He can do it. Can isolate you. This is the thing that I wanted people to, you know, believe. God can isolate you. When everything else is being turned down, you will be being built up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let the peace of God that passes understanding, let it keep your hearts and minds through our Lord Jesus Christ. And may the Lord be with you. The Lord grant you grace to believe His word, how that He doth make a difference between you and the rest of the people that are running helter-skelter. The Lord will establish you. You will not be moved. According to the words of Psalm 125, the Lord said, for those of you that trust in the Lord, you will not be moved. You will be like Mount Zion. You cannot be moved because the Lord surrounds you. Praise the Lord. You will not be moved. No matter what is going on, God will settle you, will establish you, and He will build you up. Praise the Lord. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. but abide there forever. It can't remove you from your place. Yeah, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from this time forth and even forevermore. Lord will establish you, will settle you. Praise God. Now, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. I declare that for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I also declare unto you the word of the Lord according to Isaiah chapter 32. I declare this word of the Lord unto you, that the Lord said the walk of righteousness for you shall be peace. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall be quietness. Glory to God. Let me read it to you in Isaiah 32 and verse 17. The walk of righteousness shall be peace for you. The effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. Now that's forever. And my people shall dwell in peaceable habitations, in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. And they shall be far, you know, from oppression. Glory to God. And from terror. Because he shall not come near thee. The enemy shall not exact upon you. And the son of the unrighteous shall not afflict you. I will set my hand upon you. And I will establish you. Hallelujah. And you shall be built up, saith the Lord. And even as it is was spoken, that on the second day of the second month, Solomon began to build his greatest legacy. Lord will bring to pass, as it is this day, that in your life, there will be the beginning, even this day, the building up of this something great will happen in your life this year, despite what is going on around. Praise the Lord. We are not tied to man's systems, but the Lord's. And the Lord is able. We are his citizens. And he will protect us. The name of the Lord over you is his reputation. And he must watch over that name and protect it. Because you are citizens of his kingdom. I pray and I rebuke the spirit of fear. Because the Lord has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. But the spirit of power and sound mind. We are assured of the word of the Lord. And because we are planted in the house of the Lord, we will flourish in the courts of our God. Thank you, Jesus. We shall be fat and flourishing. And I will satiate your soul with fatness. And with my goodness, saith the Lord. And you will certainly be built up. Even beginning this day, the Lord will put things in motion that the word of the Lord might be fulfilled. In order that the word of the Lord might be fulfilled, he will put things in motion. And you begin to see it. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be encouraged. And know that the Lord is with you. He will never leave you. And he will never forsake you. And it doesn't matter whether you are in the United States, in Canada, in UK, in Nigeria, wherever you may be that's on this platform. The same word of the Lord be with you in Jesus' name. The Lord establish, say, I will establish my covenant between me and thee. Glory to God. And I will not alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth or that I have spoken over you even this day, that ye shall be built up, saith the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.